What we're dealing with here,
littering air,
is a complete lack of respect for the law.
And smoke in the reef.
Called the dust pop.
We live in a society of laws.
Dust pop?
Yeah.
No, it's not real.
This thing a weed.
Takes one solid weekend of training to get that bag.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Police Academy Podcast. I am your host, Terrence Herrick. This is an episode of a letter written to the show from a listener, and I think it's a really good example of what the hiring process often looks like, and this is a fresh example. You know, I've done a pretty thorough show on the hiring process and how to prepare for that. And I think that's mentioned in this letter, if I remember correctly. But this is a fresh experience. Someone just got hired on a department, and this is what it looked like. And I remember as I read this, I'm thinking, man, this seems a little over the top. Like, this is intense. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized this is actually basically the exact or very similar to the experience that I had when getting hired on the department I went with. So just a good example of what to expect. And this particular individual did a really good job of giving 110%, of really proving to his prospective department that, hey, I want this job, and I'm going to show you that, you know, why I'm going to force you to look at me. I'm going to stand out by going above and beyond in every way possible. So I hope this encourages many of you who are looking for a career in law enforcement and gives you an example of what it looks like to do a good job, to be meticulous, and go above and beyond in that process. Enjoy the show. Good afternoon. I just wanted to share my story with you and your listeners and possibly help others with their hiring process. 18 months ago, I made a decision to change my career. I wanted something rewarding, something challenging, and something exciting. I ultimately decided that I wanted to be a police officer. When I was younger, I was a volunteer firefighter and EMT, and worked closely with law enforcement on a regular basis. I remember driving to a call, but having to stage because it was, quote-unquote, too dangerous for us to enter. Meanwhile, two patrol cars flew past us, code 3, up to the action. It was then that I thought it would be cool to be a police officer. I left the fire service, was a supervisor for a few years, but never followed through with law enforcement. I left that job for another management position. At my fifth year there, I saw my life mapped out. Getting up every day, going to the same job, doing the same thing, talking to the same people. It was my wake-up call. I thought back to sitting in that fire truck that night, watching those two patrol cars fly by, and feeling that jealousy and admiration. I decided now was the time. I wanted to be a police officer. Here's what my hiring process looked like. At 32 years old, I didn't want to apply anywhere and hope for any job. I wanted to go where I planned to stay. I started attending orientations at various departments, getting as much info as I could, until I found the department that was best for me. I tested via the National Testing Network, received a passing score, and sent my test scores along with my application and cover letter to that department. A few weeks later, I received an email asking me to complete a Statement of Personal History, or SPF. This was by far one of the most time-consuming aspects of the hiring process. It is 40 pages of questions about you and your past, listing ex-girlfriends, ex-roommates, all addresses, all coworkers, cars you've owned, guns you own, etc. It took weeks of networking to finally come up with everything I needed to complete the paperwork. One word of advice: if there's an opportunity for you to go above and beyond in the hiring process, do it. When my packet was finished, I three-hole punched the pages, put them in a binder with tabs marking each section. I put a cover letter on the front. I even put a label in the spine with my name and the department's name. I then hand-delivered the binder in a suit and tie at the department. I know they noticed that. Then I began to wait. The hardest part about the hiring process is the waiting. It takes a long time. Just remember, you are in a bigger hurry than they are. My advice is to not bug them. Just follow their directions, and be patient. Eventually, I received an invitation for the oral board interview and pre-psych evaluation. This is where you can kill it. Everyone prepares their own way, but this is how I did it. I thought of every question that I thought would be asked, wrote them down, and answered them aloud hundreds of times. I didn't want it to sound rehearsed, so I changed the answers a little bit each time. I also started researching the city and the department. This is essential. Knowledge of the city, department, agency shows that you want this and it means something to you. How many square miles is the city or jurisdiction? How many people? Major roads, chief's name, etc. Another thing I did before going to the interview was detail my truck inside and out. I heard stories of departments looking at your vehicle when you're in the interview. It shows that you are clean and organized and that you will treat your patrol car the same way. I arrived to the interview 15 minutes early in a black suit and shined shoes. Prior to the interview, I took a pre-psych eval, which consisted of 400 multiple choice questions. You can't prepare for this exam. All you can do is be consistent with your answers. After that, I was escorted into the interview room where I was met by two officers and a sergeant. The interview lasted about 20 minutes and consisted of questions that I had prepared for and some I hadn't. The one thing I did know, I knew the city and department inside and out, and they noticed that. Needless to say, I passed my interview and pre-psych. Now it was time to wait once again. About a month later, I was contacted by my background investigator and was invited in for an initial interview. Prior to that, I was tasked with bringing in more documentation. Sealed copy of transcripts, driving record, birth certificate, current employer file, etc. I showed up 15 minutes early in a suit and tie. Notice a theme there. The interview lasted about an hour and consisted of questions about my past and all of the stupid stuff I did when I was younger. Be honest. The background is so in-depth that you will get caught if you lie. Not only will you fail the background, you will have to disclose to other departments that you lied in your background. After the interview, more waiting. The interviewer does his thing, contacts everyone you know, from teachers to neighbors to ex-girlfriends. When completed, the interviewer did a home visit. He came over, met my wife and kids, talked about the job and what to expect, and then interviewed my wife alone for 20 minutes. The interviewer called me a few weeks later and advised me that I had passed my background and that all of my paperwork was submitted to the chief. The chief will review my file and determine if they wanted me to attend an executive interview. I was called several weeks later and was invited to an interview. It was brief, just a one-on-one with the chief. It was more of a get-to-know-you kind of interview. At the end of it, I was offered a conditional job offer pending a physical and psychological evaluation. And again, more waiting. The psychological eval lasted 8 hours and consisted of 1,500 multiple choice questions and an hour interview with a psychologist. Be consistent and honest throughout this whole hiring process. I can't stress that enough. 2 weeks after this, I received a letter in the mail congratulating me on completing the process as well as my job offer that I signed and returned. This process up to this point took 18 months. My hiring class had 1,050 applicants. They took two of us. Now for the real reason I'm writing this email. I attribute you and your podcast to a lot of my success in this hiring process. I came into this blind and stumbled upon your podcast by chance, just trying to get an edge. I listened to the episode, How to Become a Cop, probably 100 times. I followed your advice closely and was hired by my first and only choice. I know it doesn't work out like this for everyone, but if they follow your advice, they will do just fine. Thank you for all you do, and I hope you continue this excellent podcast for a long time to come. And if I can give a bit of advice for those going through the hiring process, look sharp, overachieve, be consistent, and have integrity. Thank you again, Jordan S. from Oregon. Now, first, I want to say thank you to Jordan for sharing this with everyone at Police Academy, because this is a really good real-world example of what the hiring process looks like. It's a big chunk that you just got to take one bite at a time. I mean, it takes time, You had to jump through a ton of hoops. There were, in this case, over 1,000 applicants and for two spots. It's tough. It's not always going to be that way, depending on where you're at. But what he did in the hiring process is something to emulate. You know, I've had people write in and ask, you know, should I wear a suit or should am I going to overdress? Don't be worried about overdressing. It's much better to come in looking too sharp than looking lazy and just ruffled, right? Like you overachieve in every way that you possibly can. Jordan did a really good job of that, and it paid off. He got the job, one of two spots with over 1,000 applicants at the department that he wanted, the one department that he wanted. You can do everything right and not get that spot. At the same time, everything you do in life is playing an odds game. All you can do is control what you can control and increase the odds that you'll end up at the place that you want to be. Right? So I just encourage anyone who's interested in getting in law enforcement, this is a good example. Overachieve in any place that you possibly can. Look for places to go above and beyond. Be sharp, look sharp, and of course, always have integrity. We have enough guys in law enforcement already, just because that's human nature. You, in any endeavor, there's going to be a certain percentage of people who have issues, and one of them is integrity, lack of character, lack of honesty, etc. We have enough of those guys. We don't need any more. So if you have to lie to hopefully get a job with a police department, then I would encourage finding a different career. It doesn't mean you're a bad person, but you got to tell the truth. And if telling the truth means that you're not going to get hired, despite the fact that maybe you've changed your life around, that's a tough pill to swallow. But there are consequences for our actions. And even though we do evolve and change as people, if you've made some pretty big mistakes in your past, that can affect you negatively if you want to get into this career. However, I think for the most part, the things that people worry about in their past, I've said this before, but it's worth saying again, are not things to worry about. Just own your past mistakes. That's all you can do. Own your mistakes, explain what you learned from them and how you have chosen to move on from them and avoid making those mistakes, you know, since then. That's all you can do. And I'm going to leave it at that. I think this was a great letter. I wanted to share it because it was well-written, because it's a real-world example of what we've talked about on the show already. And, you know, I told Jordan, hey, as you progress, I'd love to hear more stories or things that you think are worth sharing. And that goes to anybody that listens to this show. As the audience has continued to grow faster and faster as we go on, I'm getting more feedback. And that's the way the show was originally designed, was to rely on audience feedback. And we've moved more into this realm of focusing on law enforcement for people who want to be in law enforcement and are in law enforcement. But that's because the audience that is there now, most of you, it seems, are in that boat. You want to be a cop, or it's interesting to you, or you are a police officer. So that's why we share this kind of content, because these are things that we have coming in, and it's going to accelerate as the show becomes more popular. If you have a story to share, even if you're a civilian, you have an experience with the police that you think is worth discussing or sharing, you can always email us to us, policeacademypodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear them, and we will share them if applicable. All right, duty calls. One of my little young ones is about to intervene, so we'll see you all in the next one. As always, do good, be strong, fear nothing. This is Police Academy.